Thursday, November 7th. Is a big day, I'm sure, for a lot of people. 1/365th of the population has a birthday today. So happy birthday to you. 11/7/13, the big stories of the day, the combination of politics and news and the economy and life in general makes for a great grab bag of information. So we're going to tap into that during the Good Day program. This hour, Ken Kessler helps me go through the items of interest, and we spend a little bit more time on individual items, giving you a chance to maybe make up your mind a little bit more, and you can feel free to share your thoughts at 888-302-3684. We have a number of ways for you to share with us, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day, email to Doug or Ken at DougStephan.com. So the Senate yesterday held hearings, and good old Kathleen Sebelius made herself an interesting target. She got grilled about whether the president told the truth about the impact of health care reform as he was selling it. Remember his pledge, people would keep their current plan? That has true, proven to be completely untrue. Not just partially, but completely untrue. So what do they do about upending this would be the question. If most people don't like this part of it, and it isn't what was there, another flaw in the system, apparently, when people don't read the bill. I guess you can look at Nancy Pelosi, who says, let's pass it and then read it later. So when you do that, this is the sort of thing that crops up, right, Kenny? I mean, what else? How else would you look at this? How else do we consider these completely huge holds of truth?
I don't know. I voted for Obama,
yeah,
and I'm not sorry that I voted for him, but the thing about him that really annoys me is the arrogance.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry you voted for him.
everybody makes mistakes.
Yes.
And it would change public perception for the better for him, and it would make a lot of this easier to deal with if he would say, this was a mistake.
Mm.
We thought this was going to work this way, and it turns out it's actually going to work this way, and I'm sorry, it's a mistake.
Well,
I don't know why that's so hard.
I know why it's hard, and people will say, Stefan's crazy. His birthday was August 4th, 1961. If you had an astrologer, we had to get an astrologer to do a chart on him, you would find that he is incapable of doing it. I'm surprised he has a relationship, by the way, with his wife, whatever he's done, however that's worked, whatever their deal is. But people who have where he comes from, more often than not, at least on the surface, don't have the ability, unless they do lots of work, and he doesn't want to do the work. You got to want to do the work. He needs, frankly, a good counselor, a good therapist to break down whatever the core is. His background, you'd understand it somewhat. The question about his father and mother who raised him, all of those things. It is arrogance. In part, it's fear. The guy is afraid. He really is. He's full of fear because he can't, among other things, admit that he is flawed. But we are all, you just said that, and you're so right. We all make mistakes. We're all flawed. We all sometimes wish we hadn't done what we do or have done. Well, we have experiences in our lives that we block out that sometimes are very important. They teach us a great deal. So I have, I guess, sympathy knowing that he has these flaws based on things that he really couldn't control, in a sense, although there are people who believe that you choose your parents, you choose your lessons in life, whatever all of that excuse me is. It doesn't, in this circumstance, the guy's running the most important country in the world, arguably still, and he's in a free fall from reality because he doesn't understand reality because his reality is so different than many other people. And so, in this circumstance, there's a heck of a lesson here to be learned by all of us about You know, you can say the popularity contest that exists, those sorts of things. Bill Clinton's birthday is in August as well. Compare and contrast the faculties. Clinton's is older, so there's a different sort of sign. But in general terms, Leos are people who don't like to admit. Look at what it took him to admit what happened with Monica Lewinsky. Think about that. There are other parts of him. He made for a good leader, a pretty good president, actually, in many respects, but he was not great when it came to personal relationships, and I'm not sure that he still is, even. So, food for thought. Anyway, I throw that out there. You want to comment? It certainly is not what you're going to hear from anybody else with regard to him, but that's the way I look at it. 888-302-DOUG. It's 13 after the hour. This is Good Day.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you for cash. You don't even need to be a musician. Look at attics and basements because we're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Trade-In Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll pay cash for qualified used gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details in your local store at guitarcenter.com.
That's code for Old Navy is having a massive Veterans Day sale with 30% off all over the store or 35% off when you use your Old Navy card. Veterans, friends, family, dogs, and babies are all welcome to save big on tons of styles. We're talking all the layers you need for fall, like sweaters, jeans, tees, and socks. Don't forget the socks. And as a thanks to those who serve our country, take an extra 10% off when you show your valid military ID in store only. Valid 11-9 to 11-11. Excludes gift cards, fruit of the loom, and clearance. Old Navy card subject to credit approval.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-887-7372. That's 1-800-887-7372. Call 1-800-887-7372.
Office Max, business tip of the day. The right marketing materials are essential for making your business stand out in a crowded and competitive marketplace. By creating a professional image that works for both print and on-screen media, and putting your message in a broad array of professional formats, from business cards to banners, your finished materials will get the word out to your customers and make a great impression each and every time. This tip was brought to your business by the new Office Max Services Center.
Let's get it started.
I own 3 coffee shops, so you never have to say, perk up. But I just discovered the new Services Center at Office Max. Their team designed our new logo, helped set up our website, and printed our signs, banners, and pastry menus on time and on budget. It's so energizing. And I'm drinking decaf.
Get special introductory offers now at the new Office Max Services Center. You'll find over 60 print services. Learn more in-store or at officemax.com/services.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program. All right, let's get to the discussion of the healthcare system and Kathleen Sebelius getting before the Senate yesterday. She said that there was a grandfather clause in the legislation allowing people to keep policies that were in place before the law went into effect, and that insurance companies have opted to change and terminate some of these policies. So far, 1 million people have been told by their insurance companies their policies will be discontinued. 1 million Americans. Insurance policies canceled. The stamp canceled. She also said that the president's comments about being able to keep insurance plans is still true for 80% of Americans. Oh, okay. So why didn't they say that before? Because they hadn't figured it out any more than they hadn't figured out how to do the website right. Yep. Admit you make a mistake. Let's fix it and move on. Another question which went unanswered at yesterday's hearing was why nobody has been fired over the website launch, which took place, what, over a month ago. It started October 1st. John Stewart, you can always count on him for some penetrating conversation and penetrating analysis, if you will. He takes apart both sides here. Let's listen to what he says about the president's comments. You're going to be able to keep your plan? Yeah, that's true. No. Here's Stewart.
Right now, there's been some talk that the president of the United States was less than 100% honest with some of his health care rhetoric.
If you like your current plan, you will be able to keep it.
Did he just say if we like our current plan, we'll be able to keep it?
Let me repeat that. If you like your plan, you'll be able to keep it.
I thought that was what you said.
If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor.
Want to add any caveats to that? Because it sounds kind of definitive.
We will keep this promise to the American people. If you like your doctor, you will be able to keep your doctor, period. If you like your health care plan, you will be able to keep your health care plan, period.
Period! How would that definitive statement sound post-implementation of said new health care act when it has become abundantly clear that you cannot always keep your plan or your doctor?
If you have or had one of these plans before the Affordable Care Act came into law, and you really liked that plan, what we said was you could keep it if it hasn't changed since the law was passed.
No. What you said was you can keep it. Period. Now what you said there was more like you can keep your health care plan. Ellipses. Comma. Because it may no longer meet the minimum requirements, or your insurance company may stop offering individual plans, or some other odd bureaucratic unintended offshoot. Period. Emoticon denoting a combination of embarrassment and arrogance.
All right, so there's it. And you know who else has been taking shots that was a big supporter? Is Bill, the guy who's on Late Night on Friday on HBO.
Bill Maher.
Thank you, yeah. He's been, frankly, when you listen to that and listen to what Kenny just said a few minutes ago about his feelings, and you think maybe you mix in what I just said about his incapability of admitting without a lot of help. I wonder if there's ever been a president who's had therapy, who's been to a therapist that acknowledged publicly that he was in need of some kind of support. There are a lot of people who go the religious route. You've heard a lot of presidents who've been friends with people like Billy Graham. I remember Richard Nixon. It seems to me, if I'm now going into my memory bank the right way, he was certainly in need of a lot of counseling. Good Lord. Maybe that's part of the whole deal. Anybody who wants to be president needs therapy, perhaps before they become president and while they are president. And yet we are a country that doesn't still recognize or embrace or value that kind of therapy, at least in public sessions. Other than once in a while, you know, some people, I'm happy to admit that I have been in it in various ways and I'm in it now, and it's great. But you got to admit that you need it, I guess, and then go to it and do the work. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Actually, it was quite good, quite entertaining. So I'm sure we'll be back and forth with some of the representatives of the X Factor during the course of the program. Back now to our discussion of the health care issue and John Stewart taking apart the administration. He talks here about some of the lies being told about the Affordable Health Care Act.
Here's the weird part. His opponents have been lying like motherfuckers about its effects.
It is estimated that Obamacare will increase taxes over $1 trillion and add $6 trillion to the deficit.
We're looking at probably $20,000 in premiums next year. And we don't even have insurance for our daughter, who has a pre-existing condition.
Yeah, $95 fine is which a lot of young people are going to take in order to avoid prison time or whatever ramifications.
Vladimir Lenin, he said, socialized medicine is the keystone of the arch to the socialist state.
Obamacare is really, I think, the worst thing that has happened in this nation since slavery.
I mean, I gotta say, okay, the president was dishonest, but it is sort of weird that if this is the worst law known to mankind, so many people seem to feel the need to stretch the truth to attack it. If something is genuinely bad, just telling the truth about it should be sufficient. There's a reason 12 Years a Slave doesn't have vampires and zombies. It doesn't need them. Not to mention that some of the arguments against the Affordable Care Act make no sense whatsoever.
The point is, who should set the minimum?
Right.
A lot of people are saying, why should somebody in Washington tell me I have to have these 10 items in every plan? It's 10 essential benefits. As I said, it's like passing a law that the only car you can buy is a fully loaded Cadillac. What if you can only afford a Honda?
So your point is, why should the government set 10 standards for health care when they don't set 10 standards for cars? Because guess what? This is the federal standards for automobiles. The reason is because the federal government sets at least 50 standard items that must be in either a Cadillac or a Honda if they would like to be referred to as a car. So my guess is you're going to be able to find some people who do not benefit from this law and some people who are actually burdened by this law. But don't pretend that the old system was cocoon.
We won't ever get old and we won't ever die.
Seriously, man, the insurance system before sucked. I give you the Shangri-La of the law before Obamacare.
unable to work. She lost her medical insurance.
When he died, I got a bill for $180,000.
Blue Shield rejected me because I got the spider bite.
Cancel his policy.
Backlogs of patient complaints. Lost my car. Improperly denied claims. Contemplating bankruptcy.
It's encouraging its employees to drop policyholders and actually paying bonuses based on how much money the company saved.
Now, I know you're justifiably worried about some of these new cases.
You know who's getting their insurance policies pulled out from under them? It's not wealthy people. It's poor people.
Yeah.
But you can't pull that concern when this is the way you acted to the millions without insurance in the old system.
I'm not really sure why we need to revamp a multi-trillion dollar system, really, to take care of a handful of people.
Yeah, just a handful of millions of people. But I guess back then you were okay, because if you liked not having a doctor, you got to keep not having a doctor. Period.
So he makes a lot of great points. That's why so many people watch him, especially millennials, who really dig his way of getting at the truth from their perspective. What do you think? 888-302-DOUG, 28 after the hour. Good day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. One of those creative minds is best-selling author Lily Capel. Her newest book, The Astronaut Wives Club, describes the lives of the women whose husbands were sent to outer space in the 1960s.
There was a great deal of pressure on the wives because not only were they dealing with the enormous pressure of their husband riding a rocket into space, and these were very risky missions, but on top of this, the wives were expected to keep everything absolutely happy, proud, and thrilled back at home. And that was literally their motto. It was sort of your keep calm and carry on 1960s style. But Life magazine, NASA, and the American public really demanded a squeaky clean image from the astronauts. These were our heroes. They were Boy Scouts, and they better be married to Girl Scouts as well. And there was an emotional cost to landing a man on the moon. Sadly, many of the marriages fell apart after the husbands came back to Earth, not only because of a spiritual and personal transformation they went through by walking on the moon, but just because of the enormous pressure of this sort of crucible environment that they were living in for a decade. There are some exemplary marriages that did survive and really had the right stuff, but it was emotionally taxing.
Lily Capel, author of The Astronaut Wives Club, the true story of the wives of the early space explorers. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp MilkUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Expressive chords, if you know what I mean, the Doug Today program, as we focus a good deal of the hour back again on healthcare, the website, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Health and Human Services Secretary Sebelius. Let's try that again. I oftentimes just, I'm chuckling, and I know Kenny is, probably Michael as well, because as I'm going through a lot of the stuff that I'm working on, I'm snacking, and I'm usually chewing away on some kind of fruit. There are lots of grapes, and there are raspberries and blackberries around me at the moment, so it's probably best to remember the adage from my father who said, "Don't talk while your mouth is full." Excuse me, especially if you have a radio program. Excuse me. All right. I think I'm okay now. We can proceed. Ms. Sebelius told the Senate that the problem-plagued healthcare website should not be taken offline. Delaying the Affordable Health Care Act wouldn't delay people's cancer or diabetes or Parkinson's. That makes sense. She said for millions of Americans, delay is not an option. She conceded that the website needed a couple of hundred fixes when it launched. Said that while progress is being made, we're not there yet. So the promise is that things will be fixed by the end of November. Who believes that? Raise your hand. Kenny, you believe that?
I want to believe it.
Aha. Well, sometimes they get you there. Positive thought and all of that. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, available at 888-302-3684. Let's take about Facebook.com and Twitter at Good Day Show. Let's take apart what people are saying there about all of this, Kenny.
Let's see. Davis says, what about the lies about how you can keep it? When is the president going to apologize to the people?
He's not going to.
Right.
He's not going to. I explained last half hour what he's all about. He needs to be in therapy. He's not going to go to therapy. And so other than that, you're going to get what you hear and what you see is what you're going to get for the rest of the Obama administration. It's what has been part of the administration heretofore. He's not changing. So you're not getting an apology. Next.
Nancy says, Obamacare is a disaster. It is unnecessarily ruining health care in the USA. Other free market solutions are available.
Well, yes and no. There are free market solutions, but they don't help in the main the many millions of people who need some sort of, I guess, need. Do we need to define need or agree that people under certain circumstances need coverage? Those people who are indigent, can't work, can't help themselves, can't treat themselves, need to be covered. If you are able-bodied and you have a brain that works, then you need to have a job and you need to be able to get on your own some sort of health care coverage. And we need to make the laws work so that those people who deliberately avoid getting into the system so that somebody else, i.e. you and me, pay for it either through taxes or through the premiums we pay for insurance or what we pay when we go to the hospital. That's the stuff that should have been resolved, right? Am I right or not? Why wasn't that stuff resolved?
Good questions.
Thank you. All right, what else?
Jay said, sadly, none of this will matter in the end. The media protects the left, and many Americans close their eyes to the entire process.
All right, so let's, Michael, let's deal with that. There's one of the radio programs that we listen to and monitor. Kenny is very good at this, and this is part of the focus, the main focus, actually, this hour of the program, getting different points of view from different talk radio programs. Here's host Jason Rantz. Michael, it's cut 46, talking to media analyst Noah Rothman about how the news media has been covering this entire fiasco.
Did MSNBC predictably stand up for Obamacare and downplay the glitches? Did Fox News exaggerate the implications of a broken website? And did generally Obama-supporting media outlets like CBS News and The Daily Show, did they buck their trend? Let's start with MSNBC. About 2 weeks ago, Ed Schultz famously said, there are no glitches, blaming what I think he called technically a manufactured story coming from Fox. Has MSNBC sort of changed their tune at all?
Well, you know, there is no such thing as a monolith. Everybody has their own take, and largely how you described the media landscape in your introduction was absolutely perfect. It was completely spot on. Everybody did precisely what you said they were doing. If you can characterize the entirety of MSNBC's editorial take, I would say largely it's been focused on what an embarrassing nightmare this has been, just like the rest of the media in general has. The mainstream press, the network press, and the print press has been relentlessly focused on how much of a disaster this was right after the shutdown ended, because they had written so many checks over the course of the initiation of the ACA, because over the course of the shutdown they had written so many checks about how they wanted to be covering this much more, but they were unable to because of the shutdown. And as a result, I think they kind of covered the embarrassing rollout a bit disproportionately. It was actually much more frantic than it probably would have been in the absence of a shutdown. So they MSNBC, like the rest of the media, focused very much on the embarrassment of the rollout and the problematic website until the narrative changed this week with really the acceleration of the destruction of catastrophic, quote-unquote, skinny plants. At which point things became much less about a technocratic failure and about very much how the structure of the bill as it was written is threatening to the very stability of this government. So as a result, they've shifted into a damage control mode at this point, because nobody was really sure how the spin would be. But we've identified the spin now, which is you didn't really want those plans to begin with. Those plans are problematic plans, they're bad plans, and this is the design of the law all along. And if you didn't know that was the case, you're kind of stupid.
You know, that was pretty engaging, I thought, that overview of what you expect. A lot of television conversation, not much about what's being said on the radio. 888-302-3684. I was thinking, as I talked about Obama and his need for therapy, and how things would be different if people just would kind of fess up to what their own foibles are. We all have them. We all have something, some more than others, that's wrong with us. Health-wise, mentally, that's just the way it is. We're flawed. We are not perfect. But the other side of this, is there something good? I think that's what just piqued my interest there, Kenny, in the rollout of Obamacare. Something good. Not the way it was rolled out, not the way it's been handled, and not much of the contents. But is there some positive, uplifting thought that you may have about this that gives us cause for optimism amongst all of the horrible stuff, the stories that we're all so focused on that make us angry? Kenny was a great bellwether when he said a few minutes ago, I voted for the guy. I wish he'd be honest. That's not in his nature, so you're not going to get that out of him. So what is there? Can we pick apart this thing? And I think the answer to that is yes, if we are willing to. If you want to, you can find good in anything and anybody. It's sometimes more difficult than others. Some things are difficult to take apart and find something good in them, as are some people. On the surface, hard to understand why some people act the way they do. But if you dig around, if you care to dig around, you can always find why and maybe get at the root and maybe help, if they are willing to help themselves, to the changes that are necessary to make their life more worthwhile. And in this circumstance, make this particular issue an issue from which we walk away and say, at the end of the day, we've done something that was good. Because there are people who are going to get help out of this who need help. But there are a lot of other people who are getting help out of this that don't really deserve it. And so how do you come? It's like the definition of obscenity. Who agrees on that? No one. So who's going to agree on this? I don't know. It's a challenge. Something to think about. The problem is the focus isn't on good necessarily. It's on politics and the reality. The president yesterday meeting with all these frustrated Democrats who fear that the rollout of this mess will complicate their reelection. That's all they're thinking about. They don't give a damn whether people are helped. They only care right. about whether they can get reelected or not next year. Am I right or wrong?
Absolutely right.
They don't care.
Every issue, that's what, with politicians, that's what every issue comes down to.
Yeah.
How will this affect me at the polls?
Right. That's it. So they're red-faced because they, first of all, were counting on the fact that the Republicans were blamed for the shutdown. If you look at the stats for the fourth quarter of this year, as far as the economy is concerned, if you're lucky, it's going to be flat. And that's all because of the wrangling and the fact there was no budget and the government was shut down because the government's become such a big part of the economy. So it screwed up everybody. It screwed up my business. I'm betting if you're in business, it screwed up yours to a point, whether you realize it or not. But you look at other than car sales, right across the board, business is flat, flat, flat. That's because people didn't have, whether they were right or not, the news media played it to a point that everything was falling apart. So people said, whoa, I'm not going to spend any money for anything. Stop. And that's why the economy came to a standstill. Now it's going to pick up because it's Christmas, but how much is it going to pick up? Are you going to spend as much this Christmas as you did last year? I'm betting you probably say no to that question because you wonder what's going to happen. This thing is so intrusive. What is it? 1/6 of the economy is medicine and health care? I think it's either 1/6 or 1/7, something like that. You realize what a huge portion of the economy that is. And then what it will do, or has done, as it gets... You see, they don't even think about the implications of that. They want to do something. Okay, we're going to get this done no matter what. But who in that think tank, that morass of minds that are messed up there, thought about these consequences? Certainly the lobbyists who wrote the bill, they didn't think about it. They're only thinking about their clients. It's better for my clients, the insurance companies. Yeah, good. So at least that's maybe part back to thinking positive thoughts. These discussions are good for not for the healthcare industry itself, because this isn't a bill about health. First of all, it's about insurance. It has nothing to do with healthcare. Nothing. It has to do with how you pay for the health care that exists. Am I right, Kenny? I keep asking Kenny.
Yeah.
If I'm right, cause, all right, that's what it is.
Yeah, it should be the Affordable Insurance Act.
Right, because that's all it is. It has nothing to do with health care. Zero, other than getting access to it if you haven't been able to before. All right. I've been huffing and puffing here. Let's pause for a moment or two and see what else we can stir up. It's a good day at 14 before the hour.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you for cash. You don't even need to be a musician. Look at attics, basements, because we're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Trade-In Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll pay cash for qualified used gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details in your local store at guitarcenter.com.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No Dose Energy Shots, the shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No Dose brand, a trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No Dose Energy Shots, a sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring was high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bella Wood prefinished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 800-542-0203 to get your free copy now. 800-542-0203. 800-542-0203.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our four-day super sale, November 8th through the 11th. With 40% off our great paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at SherwinWilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
That's code for Old Navy is having a massive Veterans Day sale with 30% off all over the store or 35% off when you use your Old Navy card. Veterans, friends, family, dogs, and babies are all welcome to save big on tons of styles. We're talking all the layers you need for fall, like sweaters, jeans, tees, and socks. Don't forget the socks. And as a thanks to those who serve our country, take an extra 10% off when you show your valid military ID in-store only. Valid 11/9 to 11/11. Excludes gift cards, fruit of the loom, and clearance. Old Navy card subject to credit approval.
The Doug Stephan Good Day program. Let's get into a conversation Joe Pagliarulo had with Senator John Cornyn in Texas about the problems of the Affordable Health Care Act.
What do you do, Senator? How do you fix it? How do you make it better?
Well, as you know, it's been 3.5 years since the president's made extravagant promises about what Obamacare would do, but strangely enough, it's taken two election cycles before this thing is actually finally coming to fruition and being implemented. So here it is, and what we're learning is that the promises the president made, like if you like what you have in terms of your health care plan, you can keep it. He promised that premiums for a family of four would be $2,500 lower. We're finding that all of these promises are simply untrue, and the sad fact is that the president knew these statements were untrue as early as 2010, when Health and Human Services estimated that tens of millions of Americans would lose their current coverage because they would not meet the strict grandfathering requirements in the law itself. So I think the birds have come home to roost. We're finding that he's in Dallas talking to so-called navigators, people who are supposed to help you sign up, and Kathleen Sebelius admitted that there's no vetting, no criminal background check, and it's possible that a navigator who collects your most sensitive personal information could well be a convicted felon. This thing is collapsing of its own weight.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Good day program. Doug Steff and Ken Kessler moving away now from the discussion of health care and the various nuances to something that's connected. What happened at the polls this week, the 2013 elections? A lot of people pretty focused on Chris Christie, for example. Let's listen to a piece that came from CBS News, Anthony Salvano, talking to Scott Conroy from Real Clear Politics about the governor's race in Virginia.
Well, as the results came in, seemed a little closer than maybe some of the pre-election polls had had it. But what was striking is that Democrats in McAuliffe's campaign seemed to turn out their base, and it was turnout that really put him over the top. He got the strong African-American turnout he needed. He got the women's vote. The gender gap emerged again. All things that, from folks you've talked to, the Democrats are probably pretty happy with that for an off year, right?
It's just really amazing. I think you would agree more than any other state. Maybe you throw North Carolina into that mix. But over the last 8 years or so, the shift in Virginia towards the Democrats has been really astounding, and it's a big problem for the Republican Party going forward. This is a state that used to be solidly, reliably red, and now you have the former chairman of the Democratic National Committee who has spent his entire professional life raising money for Democrats. He's now the governor of Virginia, and it's really amazing.
You know, it's interesting. Every time we watch a Virginia race, because it's become a swing state, even in presidential years too, you know, we always talk the northern Virginia suburbs, right? And the political junkies know how much that has changed. You know, very large growth in the last few years. In many ways, northern Virginia now looks like New Jersey in demographic.
And there's also other parts of the state. So the areas around Richmond, for instance, that has turned increasingly blue. So northern Virginia is the big one, but they have problems elsewhere in Virginia, and the Republicans do as well.
Right, and many voters who went to the polls said that they found Ken Cuccinelli too conservative for the state. Now, I don't think the Republican base is going to agree with that. Is there a story here, I think there is, on the Republican side deconstructing why they fell short?
I mean, to be honest, I think what establishment Republicans were hoping for in this race as of yesterday, they didn't see much hope for a Republican victory. So they thought that Cuccinelli was going to lose by a pretty substantial margin, and that this would help their effort to say, look, we need to stop nominating these far-right candidates, these very conservative guys that are going to lose big. Now that the race was much closer than almost everyone thought it would be, I mean, every poll we had in our Real Clear Politics average showed McAuliffe winning by a margin bigger than and what he actually won by. Now you're going to have guys on the right saying, look, we should have invested more in this race. Even though the Republican Governors Association did put a lot of money into it, they're going to say, you abandoned our candidate at the end. If we had just stuck by him, we would have had a conservative Republican in office, and that didn't happen. So this civil war is just going to get even worse.
All right, here's host Robert Rees with a focus on the Libertarian candidate in the Virginia governor's race.
Chairman McAuliffe beat Ken Cuccinelli, the Republican. He only won by 55,000 votes. Robert Sarvis was a Libertarian candidate in the race, and he received 146,000 votes. So basically, if Ken Cuccinelli could have received, if Robert Sarvis wasn't in, where would those Libertarian votes have gone? That's where the big question is. And the situation is, since Ken Cuccinelli only lost by 55,000 votes, he would have only needed to get 67% of Robert Sarvis's votes that he received. So here's the situation. When you talk to most people who vote for third party candidates, so in this situation with Robert Sarvis, the question is this: would you vote for the Democrat candidate? Would you have voted for the Republican candidate, or would you have just stayed at home? Where would you have voted if that third party option was not in the race? Now, I lived down in Texas for, 9-10 years. And down in Texas, there's a pretty strong Libertarian presence down in Texas. Enough where there's Libertarians
on
the ballots.
I'm sorry, enough of this. These people that whine and complain and come up with these phony excuses as to why, in this case, Cuccinelli didn't win, as if we needed to. We've used the word arrogant a lot in this hour, Kenny. The arrogance of guys like that, or people who say, if it weren't for the damn Libertarians, we'd have had a win. Well, you know what? The reality is, this is America, and we have parties that exist because there are people interested in those issues and the way they address the issues. I'm one of them. I think the Libertarian Party should be much stronger. There should be more people. And frankly, if you really understood what the Libertarians were all about, many more of you would belong. Instead of what the Tea Party is all about, what it was aimed to do, people like me thought it was a great idea at first, and now they've screwed themselves. And so what is left? The Libertarians speak what most people in the middle speak to the issues the way most people in the middle want. And yet you listen to the guys like that whine, who are partisan hacks. They just, all they care about is getting the Republicans elected. You didn't win, pal. You lost. And it was fair and square. So quit your whining. All right. Takes care of that. How about that? I think I just fixed that. Okay. 59 past.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.